Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I'm so glad that you were able to join me for the broadcast today. Before I share what the Lord has placed on my heart, I'd like to take just a few moments to pray. Some of you need to experience the blessing of the Lord. And we're going to be talking about that, but right now I would like to pray for you and ask the Lord to minister to you right where you are at. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for your blessing. I thank you for your goodness. Lord, the devil does all he can to deceive us, to make us feel that you are a God that's far off, that you don't care, that you don't love us because of the things that sometimes happen in our lives. But Lord, we know that he is a deceiver and the father of lies, and that you are a good God. Your character is unchanging. You are always faithful. You are always truthful. You always keep your word. You're not a man that you should lie, or the son of man that you should repent. And so, Father, we thank you for who you are. And Lord, I ask you to just minister to those who need your touch. Lord, strengthen those who are weak. Lord, those who are discouraged, those who have been oppressed by the evil one. Father, in Jesus' name, I take authority and I come against demonic works of Satan that would oppress and bring down your beloved. And I release, Father, the anointing of God to destroy every yoke, that they shall feel your presence, your comfort, and to know that no harm shall befall them, that your eyes are upon the righteous and your ears are open to their cry. I thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. For the Lord would say, beloved, behold the working of the Lord. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, shall I not give it to you? Will he not hear the cry of your heart before the throne? I declare unto you that I will lead you forth and will cause you to understand the ways of your God in a deeper, more fuller way. And I will cause you to understand the ways of your God in deeper knowledge and understanding. I will reveal to you my precious promises that will lighten your load and brighten your day. Today you stand before a door of opportunity. If I guided you yesterday, will I not direct your course this day? I will make you to know me more perfectly day by day. I exhort you to let the operation of your being be made one with your God in a new and deeper measure, that you may forget those things that are behind and look toward the future. Press forward, beloved, where the life of your spirit shall be given you all that you need from above. There awaits for you that which you have desired, the knowledge of your God and the power of my anointing filling you to overflowing. The closer you walk with me, the more I will reveal myself to you. Behold, I love you, and I call you and direct you into paths that shall lead you to feel the arms of my love surrounding you, and your heart will sing a new song of praise, says the Lord. Praise God. Well, beloved, if you should perhaps be a new listener, that was a word of prophecy, a gift of prophecy, which I just want to make a few comments about. The gift of prophecy does not replace the written word of God, but it does minister to the hearts of God's people. And unfortunately, there's been a lot of argument in church circles about the gift of prophecy as to its relevance and validity to the church today. But beloved, according to the Word of God, if you really read what Paul says to the Corinthian church, for example, it's to bless and encourage God's people in their walk with the Lord. Prophecy should never be used when it is given, whether it's a body prophecy or a personal prophecy, to overrule correct discipline and right order in our personal lives or in the church body. And everything needs to be done decently and in order. It's not a license prophecy to wriggle out of being in submission to holy leadership and pastoral care. And the gifts of the Spirit are not meant to divide or to promote rebellion against godly authority, but 1 Corinthians 14, 3 and 4 clearly defines the purpose of the gift of prophecy. But he that prophesieth speaketh unto men for edification and exhortation and comfort. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself, but he that prophesieth edifieth the church. So, beloved, that's the purpose of prophecy, to edify, to exhort, and to comfort. And thank God for his precious gifts that the Holy Spirit has never retracted, never withdrawn from the church, because if we ever need encouragement, we need it today. Praise the Lord. Well, I would like to share with you briefly on a subject that we maybe don't think much about, but it's the blessing of the Lord. And we frequently use that phrase, God bless you. The common usage of bless by definition is to invoke divine care for. But in Scripture, however, it's a sacred and solemn event related to covenant. It's from that Hebrew verb, barak, which means to kneel, to bless, or to be blessed. In Genesis, the first chapter, verse 22, the Lord says, or the word says, God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, speaking to Adam and Eve. And thus all of creation is shown to depend on God, not only for its continued existence, but for healthy function and continuation. A general term expressing this experience of God's blessing would be gift or endowment. The King James Version translates as blessing or present, a gift. And when we talk in the world's terminology, if you will, about success in life, what the world would call good fortune, it's not just good fortune, it's actually the manifestation of the blessing of God. And the Scriptures tell us God calls his blessings, his goodness, to his rain to fall on the just and the unjust. We know from the Scriptures that the house of David, as an example, or Joseph, they received blessings, and that was, they were conditions that a man experienced in his life, and it gave that individual the moral assurance which predisposes success in whatever he undertakes. God assured David that he would bless them. Same thing with Solomon. So in simple terms, what can we say? First of all, God's blessing, or the blessing, if you will, is manifested in very obvious, tangible tokens. It is an expression of divine favor, spiritually as well as naturally. It's something we can literally experience. And then it automatically affects others. Beloved, if you are blessed, you will bless others. If your spirit is blessed, if you're rejoicing in the Lord, if you're walking in the goodness and the knowledge and the power and authority that God has given to the believer, others are going to be influenced and affected by that. If you're blessed in material ways, you're generous giving to others, blessing the gospel, that's, you're going to be a source of blessing. For example, look at Jacob. He certainly was blessed, was he not? Well, when he spent time with Laban, Laban was blessed because of Jacob. And remember when Joseph managed the household of the Egyptian Potiphar, his household, he was prospered and blessed because of Joseph. And of course, then on a national level, when a king or a president, for example, walks in God's blessings, this is reflected in the spiritual state and material prosperity of his land and subjects. That's why it's important to pray for our leaders. The first occurrence of that noun or word blessing is in God's blessing of Abram in Genesis, the 12th chapter, verses 2 and 3, and it is the central element of God's covenant with Abram. He says, I will bless thee, and thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. This blessing on the nations is repeated in Genesis 18 and 18, 22 and 18, and in Genesis 28 and 14. Genesis 26 and 4 says, And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of the heaven, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. And in Jeremiah 4 and 2, referring to Israel, Thou shalt swear the Lord liveth in truth, in judgment, and in righteousness, and the nations shall bless themselves in him, and in him shall they glory. Praise God. Well, I'm going to stop right now, and we'll continue, and with the Lord's help, conclude on tomorrow's broadcast. But I would just like to take a moment to offer you a special gift of appreciation and celebration for 50 years of full-time ministry in the ministry as well as in radio broadcasting. And I put together, I have an Audacity software system which allows me to take cassette tapes, which we have many of them, hundreds of them archived, and I'm able to put them into MP3 format, and we're working to put them on the website. In fact, Ministry Classics of Reverend Neil Glass is on there, and I'm also making available to those who may not have internet a CD format of some of his KFAX broadcasts, along with some of the songs, the old hymns that he would sing, beautiful anointed songs of the church. So I invite you to request that CD as well as the 50th Jubilee Anniversary commemorative booklet that I put together. It's mostly photographs, but also with a brief history of the ministry. I know you'd be blessed. I've been getting excellent feedback on it. The people, who, especially who knew Brother Glass, have really been blessed by it. So the announcer will give our contact information. I also want to remind you, if you have prayer needs, please allow me the privilege of standing with you in prayer. Thank you for joining me. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best for ever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.